Star and Shadow Radio, keep it locked.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags up. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
Welcome to The Rocking Show. I'm Hannah Buckley.
And I'm Gilly Kleiman.
And we've been doing a show about the physical action of rocking. So this is the fourth and final episode. And this is a radio program about the action of shaking, swaying, or moving back and forth. And we've been using it as an experiment to think about potentially choreography, rocking as a choreography. And we're both choreographers. That's why we're approaching it from that perspective. So in our first three episodes, the first one, we kind of discussed our research and things that interested us about rocking. And then the second episode, we guided the listeners through a rocking practice. So Gilly and I both did our own rocking sequences and shared those with you. And then last week we reflected on those. So this week we're kind of bringing that all together, going to share some of the listeners' experiences and things that people have sent us, and kind of reflect on the last three episodes.
Would you play some music?
Yeah, and play some rocking themed music.
So we've just started the show with Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock.
I like that one.
For a brilliant, obvious one.
Don't know why. Reminds me of being like a child.
Yeah, definitely.
It's quite nostalgic.
Yeah, even though it was obviously recorded a long time before either of us were born.
Yeah, maybe it's like a party song or something.
Yeah, I associate it with children's parties.
Yeah, safe one for all age groups. Do you have any thoughts about the last three episodes you want to share?
I kind of think that, I mean, we had a response from a listener, Christo, who is another volunteer on Star and Shadow Radio, and he said something I haven't got in front of me now, but it was a comment about how kind of appropriate it is to hear about movement through the radio. And maybe that's not a connection we often make, but I really like when movement is rendered sort of verbal in different ways. Maybe it just suits me, but I think this has been a really interesting and productive way to start us thinking about rocking for other things.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a lot of informal responses, people messaging me, or like just when they see me being like, oh hey, I really liked your show, whatever, or being interested in the theme of rocking. It seemed to resonate with a lot of people in different ways, and not just people who move as a profession, but kind of other friends who are doing different things. So it feels like people are naturally drawn to it or connect with it, which I guess makes sense in relation to some of the things we've been talking about its like innate kind of quality.
But I also wonder whether like there's something about a radio show and listening that is kind of lighter touch than going to a dance performance. It feels like a bit of an investment of time and energy, and I don't know, people are quite frightened of dance performances, aren't they, in different ways.
I mean, I guess and it allows people to do it in their own time, which is different than having to get up, go and be in a specific place, whereas you can listen to a radio show in your own space at your own time, all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
which makes a difference. We did have one response from actually a friend of mine, Simon Palmer, who listened to our guided rocking sequences. So I can just read that out for you and then see what you think.
Great.
I just listened to one of your rocking podcasts and enjoyed it very much. I was going to do some yoga today. I've been doing a lot recently, but was feeling quite sore from yesterday's practice and wanted to give my body something different. Rocking was just what it needed. It, of course, took me back in the studio with you at the start of the day, because Simon and I worked together. I should have said that. Listening to podcasts and just going with the flow. And it was nice to give my body some movement that had no agenda. I know we can do that when we dance in the more traditional sense, but rocking has something inherently and instantly therapeutic about it. I feel restored in some way now that I've rocked out. I'm in my bedroom and was rocking in my dressing gown too, like Gilly suggested. As she was mentioning it, my eyes fell on my dressing gown, so I took it as a sign, threw it on, and rocked away inside my soft cocoon. Happy lower back.
It's lovely. My friend Susie also said she did the rocking in her nightgown, a fluffy nap. Like, maybe that's our costume, Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously I know Simon, but it was quite, I had quite a like strong visual image of him rocking in his dressing gown, or there was something nice about him being cocooned while he did that.
There's something also about like that the dressing gown is always just hung up.
Yeah,
you don't have to go into a drawer or like choose it, or choose from three or four dressing gowns. There's just that one thing, and you go and get it, and you don't even have to take anything else off to put it on. You can put it over the top.
Yeah,
and rocking feels a bit like that. Like, you don't have to do very much kind of preparatory work to get ready for rocking, although you could just like, you could buy a lovely new dressing gown that's extra special, but with rocking you can just go, okay, I'm gonna rock now.
Yeah,
from wherever I am,
I'm wearing it. Could you could be in like the tightest jeans ever and still manage a little rock.
You could be wearing a wedding dress or nothing, or there's something really like pick upable about rocking as a practice. That somehow the dressing gown
kind of references
to that, and also the kind of comfort.
It feels very, that whole kind of description feels very comfortable. You know, like the action of moving, finding comfort through the action of rocking, but also doing it in that dressing gown that's comfortable.
Oh, makes me feel all cozy.
Yeah, it makes me want to rock and be cozy.
Well, maybe let's put some music on, and if we want to rock, we can. So we're going to do a two tracks called Lovers Rock. Mm-hmm. They're quite different though. The first one is The Clash and the second one is Sade. See you in a minute.
Everybody knows it's a crying shame, but nobody knows the boss baby's name. But she forgot that thing that she had, yeah. Oh, to swallow. Oh, you Western man, you're free with your seed. When you make lovers rock, oh, whoops, that goes the strength that you need. Love is all.
Welcome back. We hope you enjoyed those Lovers Rocks. So we're going to read an extract. So this is in response to doing the radio show. Somebody sent me a piece of text called In the Rocking by a Sufi practitioner called Dunya. And the her writing is on dancemeditation.org. But yeah, Gilly's going to just read you a little extract from In the Rocking.
Here goes. Prehistoric. I was rocking. I stopped rocking and was effervescent, like water swirled in a glass and set on the table, the tiny light-filled bubbles rising wave after wave to the surface. In stillness, my spine felt prehistoric, an animal that existed before imprints in our Earth's rock layers, an animal untraced, except for vestiges whispering in my body. This slow, unearthly creature had the habit of watching. It craned an eye-studded carapace toward a gravity field sprouting unknown plants. I lie on the ground, rocking, my body a bark floating cargo across an old sea. I lie on the ground, rocking, my ribcage a basket cradling my organs, those little babies nested and safe. Safe, so safe. My head is coated with a rubbery, melting, false face. My head falls back, thunk, decapitated, and my neck opens into a darkness out of which nothing could climb.
Mm.
When you first read that, what occurred to you?
I'm not sure. I thought, I'm not sure I understand it all.
Mm.
But I was, the thing that really stood out for me was my ribcage, a basket cradling my organs.
Mm.
For some reason that felt such a vivid, I mean, it is a vivid description. And it, the first line did seem to capture the feeling when you have been rocking for a while.
I stopped rocking and was effervescent.
Yeah, and I feel like that captures that, the kind of sensation maybe, or that kind of floaty feeling after you've been rocking for a while.
Mm, it sort of captures that thing of the thing that we've been talking about, that I don't, in a way, I don't want to romanticize too much, but that thing of like rocking does just happen. Like, yeah. I can choose to make it happen also, but rocking is something, as we discussed in episode one, is something that some people, not everyone, will do. It's a natural kind of way of soothing oneself that you can access without being told to.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, I didn't feel, I think I'd have to keep reading it for it to like, keep understanding different layers of it. But it's still, it, but my kind of initial feeling was it somehow captured rocking. But I can't really explain why, or I didn't, I felt like, I'm not sure I understood it, but then it did capture it for me.
I mean, it's very wordy.
Yeah.
That's and the nature.
But the like word prehistoric makes sense in context, in relation to rocking.
Belongs, or it feels, even when doing it, it feels like, I don't know, in the way that we've been doing it at least. Because it has this potential to be involuntary. Like even when I, you know, making a space for rock, for doing rocking movements, I wasn't totally sure I was being decisive or something. It felt like something being, and I really don't want to get sort of woo-woo about it, although of course there are lots of things that we call woo-woo that are perfectly ordinary. But it felt like sort of the rocking was a natural kind of consequence of itself or something. It didn't have to be constantly propelled.
Yeah. And like it comes from, it, I guess for me, the word prehistoric makes sense because it feels like it's an innate thing that's been rocking, I mean, as a concept or as a motion in the body, is this innate thing that, like we say, comes naturally, or it's, it feels like it's been passed down, or everybody, and that's the response. I feel like I was maybe forgetting how natural it is, because I've, thinking about doing a radio show about rocking and that seeming like quite an abstract kind of out there thing, like it's a bit weird to do a radio show about rocking, but actually the range of people who've responded to me about it from my kind of friendship group reminded me that actually it's very relatable. It's very connected to people. People connect to that theme because they innately understand it somehow, or have experienced it, or so actually it's kind of the opposite of what I thought. Somehow there's a lot of positive connection to rocking that people have found
it's
quite quickly.
Like a niche.
Yeah, like I was thinking, oh, this is quite a niche thing, but actually, of course, it's not. It's prehistoric.
I also like in the text this thing between like knowing and not knowing, like safety and risk or something like that.
That, my head is coated with a rubbery melting false face. That's a bit like your post rocking face that you posted on Instagram.
Yeah, like sort of sleepy and sloppy.
What happened? Ooh.
I mean, the last line's kind of dark.
Yeah, that for me is where I slightly disconnect.
But I'm wondering whether this decapitation is like a poetic gesture towards a kind of like positive mindlessness.
Yeah, I was just starting to realise that as you spoke then. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Is it actually like the rubbery melting false face? Is it actually, the rocking kind of disconnects you from the thinking brain for a moment.
There's a positive kind of letting go.
Yeah, it's not as dark as it sounds when you read it.
Well, shall we go to a cheery old song?
Yes, let's move on to the Temptations.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Couldn't not have that in.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Papa was a lonely soul.
Okay, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. I wanted to share something of a response that we received from my friend and Star and Shadow adjacent person, Susie Green. And this was in response to the first episode, which was mostly about the research around rocking. And she said that she was thinking about how rocking is often a two-point process, so side to side or top to bottom. And then thinking about that, we often as humans have two of things, not always, of course, and that we have like the spine or line in between those two things. So there's other options and there are exceptions, of course, but we often have two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, two arms, two hands, two lungs, two ovaries, two testicles, two legs, two feet. And her question was, is a rocking a way of centering the two-ness of our inner organs and our limbs? And she also said something about how much she loves being in a hammock and what is the relationship between a rock and a sway?
The two-ness thing is really, I hadn't really thought about that before.
Me neither.
But it is makes a lot of sense.
Like a sort of a calibrating rocking yeah. as a an act of calibration
and finding balance, something about, you know, when you do like the exercise where you kind of put weight in one place and to the extreme, say like one side of your foot and then the other side of the foot, and then you find the middle, like some kind of feeling the extremes so that you can find an equal balance,
a centering place.
Yeah,
I mean, it might be interesting for us in the future to do a rocking practice that specifically focuses on
the twos.
Yeah, you know, calling it out for each other, like rock between your two ears, rock between your two greater trochanters.
Would be, and these places that are not necessarily where you'd normally go to.
Yeah.
Your two nostrils, how do you...
For the listener, we're both on the call recording, sort of rocking weird bits of ourselves.
Rocking our heads whilst bringing attention to our nostrils.
Yeah, rock.
But yeah, it would be interesting.
Rock the two sides of the jaw. Or
between the two ears.
The two shoulder blades. Now we're just naming parts of the body.
Join along, listeners, join along.
Yeah, rock along with us.
Yeah, it's really nice imagery though, actually, to have those like concrete places to, I mean, nothing's right or wrong, is it, in the rocking sense, and just bringing different attention in different ways maybe, and like having those two kind of concrete, having awareness on two concrete places in the body brings a different attention to that rock, or brings a different quality somehow.
Very pleasing.
Yeah,
we should start to wrap up. We've got one more track, one of my favorite ever, Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock. Yeah, thanks Hannah, you know I love that. But before that, we should say goodbye and thank you.
So yeah, thank you to everybody who's listened, and thank you to the Star and Shadow.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who sent everything in.
Yeah. And we should say also that all the episodes are still available to listen on the Mixlr app or website.
Yeah.
So you can go back and do the rock or have a listen, and still open to people sending us things. So if listen in a few months or whatever, you will. You'll be listening right now in a few months. But anyway, you feel free still to send us any responses. So you can send them to buckleyhello@gmail.com. So that's BUCKLEY hello, HELLO. So all one word at gmail.com. And we'd love to get them however far after the show we've done it. It'll be great. What were you going to say, Gilly, about? I don't know about.
So Star and Shadow is a volunteer-run cinema. Some of the volunteers fundraise to make this project and many other projects happen at Star and Shadow. But in general, Star and Shadow doesn't have any funding. And of course, because the venue is shut, it means that it isn't getting money from ticket sales and things like that. So if you can, if you've enjoyed, maybe you could put a quid in for every rock you did or every episode you listened to. And you can just go to the Star and Shadow website and donate through the coffee. So maybe, you know, you could think you're buying me and Hannah a coffee, but you're giving it to the Star and Shadow. And so then we're all donating something somehow. That would be really, really good. And thank you, Hannah, for being such a great collaborator and pal.
Thank you for sharing your rocks and suggesting this, because it's been really interesting.
And
I hope I make it to the Star and Shadow one day.
One day you certainly will. And maybe, I mean, I hope, I think we'll continue with some kind of rocking project. Definitely. And if you want to follow that, you can Google me or Hannah and you'll find our websites and social media bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Find us, get in touch.
Yeah
Shall we listen
and
to,
maybe more importantly, keep rocking.
Let's leave it there. Enjoy Planet Rock.
Party people, party people, can you get funky? So silent force, can you get funky? The Zulu Nation, can you get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That vodka's getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams about the seats. Make your body sway. Socialize.
Get down.
Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, ladies.
It's a living dream.
Love, life, live.
Come play
the game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but free.
Sure shot.
It's the sure shot.
Say planet rock.
Planet rock.
It's the
twist and turn.
Did you let your body glide?
You got the body rock and pop, bounce and pound.
So hit me, just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. And pop, just get so funky now, hit me.
Other beats to the world.
Spread the message of our world.
Men, women, boys and girls.
Hey, our planet rock is so work it on it.
You got the groove. Move,
shatoon, tattoon, shot, feel the groove.
Feel it, do what you want to, but you know you got to be cool
and boogie.
Out on the floor,
go down,
bring it low, close to the ground.
And everybody just rockin', don't stop it.
We gotta rock it, don't stop. Keep ticking and talking, working all around the clock.
Everybody just rockin', don't stop it.
We gotta rock it, don't stop. Keep ticking and talking, working all around the clock.
Everybody gotta rock it, don't stop.
You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop.
Star and Shadow Radio, keep it locked.